being. Okay, everyone, settle in. We need lots of good ideas to get the word out about Paws and Tails. So, what do you got?
Well, we need all the homeschool families to know about us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah, you could travel to the house of every homeschooler in the country and invite them. That would be amazing.
I can't do that, Ned. I have a job, and what about putting ads and clips on social media about how great Paws and Tails is? That would be really effective, I think.
Ah, Jim, I appreciate the enthusiasm, I really do, but that requires funds, money, moolah, shamolians. We're a small but scrappy team here at the Paws and Tails World Headquarters. We don't have a bankroll to do something that big. I mean, come on.
What if we ask some listeners to help with that, to donate to the cause so we can get the word out?
Yes. Yes, they could just visit pawsandtails.org, go to the donate button, and give a donation of any size. I think I just had a really great idea there. Amazing. What do you think, everyone?
Amazing idea.
Yes.
Amazing.
Previously on Paws and Tails... We just finished a fortress here. Let me hear it.
Daddy, what is it?
What can make a noise like that?
Lord have mercy. It's him. Forgive me, Lord. Protect my family.
Name's Pastor Flynn, and this is my son-in-law. Everyone calls him Papa Chuck.
Good morning.
You. It was you.
Let me explain.
Do you not know who your daughter has married? This grizzly is Goliath!
Yeah, Cindy, why do you call Papa Chuck Goliath? Papa Chuck?
Just a minute, son. Hon, I guess I have to tell the kids. When I was a young bear, Wild Mountain was dangerous. It was overrun with bandits. I was young. I thought that I knew everything. I took a friend of mine, and we went looking for the bandits. I was living wild. No one was going to tell me what to do. It was the worst time of my life. The second worst.
And you've been afraid that we'd be afraid of you, or not trust you anymore.
There's more to your story, isn't there?
Yeah. A lot.
When did you become Papa Chuck?
That's enough for now. I'll tell you more when you're ready. When I'm ready.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. There's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails.
Howdy and welcome to Wildwood. On a cool and windy fall day, there are few things cozier than working away in the fix-it shop with a fire going in the pot-bellied stove. The whole club is here, and Papa Chuck is quietly watching over their work. Each of them are working on presents for their folks, and each of them are, of course, talking as they work.
Then he was caught throwing rocks through Madame Kildare's windows.
Yep, he was a bad one. And he always seems to get caught.
I know. He's bad. And he's bad at being bad.
You know, my mom calls Hugh a hoodlum. My mom says if he isn't careful, he's gonna end up in jail.
Yeah, but he could still straighten up. He's been close before.
Yeah, but he's even bad at trying to be good.
He's bad at being bad, and he's bad at being good. That's pretty bad. He still could come around. We just can't give up on him.
Yeah, anybody can change.
I think the only change he will ever see is the spare change he steals from the general store.
Oh, no, good one. Yeah, Hugh's never gonna change. He is a bad seed.
What does that mean?
Mean? Well, it means that he will always be bad. It's who he is. I say, don't knock yourself out trying to help them, Stace. It won't make a bit of difference.
No difference at all. Mm-mm.
Anyone here ever done the same bad thing over and over?
Yeah, I have.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What? What's everyone looking at me for?
No matter how bad a person is, they can always choose to change. If they ask God for mercy, He'll give it to them and forgive them. It's what God does. He's done it for all of us. We need to not give up on Hugh. Don't give up on anyone.
Yeah, but he's actually getting worse. He likes being bad. He doesn't want to change.
I didn't want to change either. Maybe now's the time to tell you the rest of my story.
About when you were Goliath?
Yeah.
It's definitely time. I'm dying to know how it all turns out.
Tell us the rest.
Did you get all the bandits?
How did you come to Wildwood?
Don't tell us about the battle.
Hold on, all of you. This is no picnic for me. I'd much rather not tell you any of this.
Oh, no. Tell us, please, please, please.
Yeah, tell us.
Well, I hope you're ready for this. I hope I'm ready for this. I'll pick up where I left off before.
Ha! You were Goliath!
Sit still and be quiet.
Sorry.
I was getting more proud and more angry every day. I hadn't one single thought except to destroy every bandit I could find. We started out just wanting to help the folks the bandit stole from. We intended on giving the stolen stuff back. But we never got around to that. We ended up keeping it for ourselves. Better we got it attacking them, the less I thought about the families they had hurt. I loved the power of being Goliath. I didn't just fight them back. I hunted them down. I was looking for them all the time. I even slept in my armor. I was always ready for a fight.
You wore armor?
Body armor.
Not like a knight of the round table. I made a crude vest of leather and sewed pieces of metal over it. It wasn't anything to look at, but it would stop an arrow cold.
Body armor.
We had attacked them again, and they were on the run. I'd paused for a moment to catch my breath. That was the first time he came.
Who came?
My tempter. The owl was there. I was at the height of my pride. Everything was going just as I wanted it to. The bandits were being pushed ever deeper into the mountains. My name sent fear into their hearts, and my roar would stop them in their tracks. I was the mighty Goliath.
Everyone, pop over to pawsandtails.org and download one of the radio scripts we have there. Record yourself on your parents' phone, reading it like you're a real actor. Then, just have your parents go to pawsandtails.org and head on into the clubhouse and upload it there. We'll use some of them inside an actual episode. Whoa! Let's start your new career as a radio announcer to the world!
Finally, I meet the great Goliath. An honor, sir, a real honor.
I've got business to attend to.
Your friends have it well in hand. You can leave it to them.
Can I now?
Goliath, I would like to make you an offer.
Whatever you're selling, I don't want any. I'm a little busy.
Oh, I'm not selling anything, really. I've a proposal for you. I am an emissary from Shadow Valley.
Shadow Valley, you're kidding. That's a wives' tale.
Oh, I assure you, it is ever so real. We, my people, have heard of your greatness. We have heard of your fierceness in battle. We offer you Shadow Valley as your kingdom.
Kingdom? You want me to be king of a fable?
Everything you ever wanted would be yours in Shadow Valley. For instance, you would be able to wipe out the bandits entirely if you were king. You were made for greatness.
Wipe them out. Ah, there's no way.
They've shot at us!
Seems you were wrong. The battle's not over. Maybe some other time?
Yeah. Indeed, we will talk later.
Arrows? Where were the guns? Why weren't they shooting guns?
Well, it may be hard for you to grasp just how wild Wild Mountain was back then. There was no train yet. Everything that came in by wagon. Guns were hard to get at all. And one of the things we stole most from the bandits were their guns. They mostly had to make their weapons from whatever they could.
Ah, then you could go after them with all of those guns. Oh, I love it.
No, we didn't use guns at all. Ever.
Why not?
We didn't just want to get rid of the bandits. I wanted to terrify them. I wanted them to fear even being on the mountain. I wanted to be in their nightmares. We used swords and bows and arrows. They knew we had their guns, but we never used them. This made them uncomfortable. And it fed my pride. The fact that we could beat them back with nothing but crude and barbaric weapons made me feel powerful.
Whoa.
That winter, we found almost no bandits at all. We thought that we may have moved them out of the mountains altogether. We were wrong. That winter, they did something they had never done before. They joined together. They joined forces for one reason.
To get Goliath and his men!
That is exactly right.
But they never did.
No, they did not.
Actually, they did.
They did?
They came from every direction. There were 10 of us by then. They had us cornered near the mouth of a cave.
Oh, my leg!
You're going to be okay.
And almost all the way through. Pull it the rest of the way.
Well, hang on to something.
No!
You okay?
I just gotta stop the bleeding.
Get back in the cave and catch your breath. They're done for now, but they'll hit us hard when it gets dark. I'll get Smedley to come fix you up.
All right.
I staggered back into the darkness of the cave and slumped against the wall, trying to bandage my leg. None of us said it, but we all knew that this was the end. We would not walk away from this fight.
Pity that. Must hurt terribly. You can put that away. I'm on your side.
How did you get in here?
The back door. There's a way out, if you know it.
Excellent. I'll get the others.
I'm not showing you the way out.
I'll have you for dinner.
It would be your last. You'll never find the way without me.
What do you want?
I think I've made that quite clear. We want you to be our king.
In Shadow Valley.
In Shadow Valley.
Why would I want to be king?
The fulfillment of your greatest desire.
And what is that?
Your pride has been growing of late.
You want to be known and feared throughout the mountain. Your pride is growing ever more hungry. It wants satisfaction, but you can't satisfy it, can you?
So, how do I do that?
You hunger for the destruction of the bandits. Is this not your greatest desire?
Okay. Maybe it is. What can you do about it?
You've been holding back, Goliath. I want you to embrace your pride. After all, that's what drives all the great ones, isn't it? Pride? Let it grow. Let it be hungry. And if you want it badly enough, if you want greatness with everything you have, I can give it to you.
Give me what? You keep talking, but you don't tell me what it is you can give me.
As king, you can muster an army. This army will be at your beck and call. You'll be able to wipe out or chase every bandit from these mountains. What do you think of that?
That would be satisfying.
Do you want it with everything you have? Would you not give anything you have to command such an army?
I believe I would.
So then we are agreed.
And then you'll get us out of here.
Us?
My friends. You'll show us how to get out of here.
Oh, your friends, yes. About your friends.
Yes?
You'll need to leave them behind.
Stacy here from Paws and Tails. Hey, Dave, so that flat CJ, Ned, or Goose, I don't get it.
Well, we're asking kids to download a coloring sheet of their favorite Paws and Tails character from our website, pawsandtails.org, and color it in. Then we're asking them to send in a photo of them holding it up so we can show it off to the world.
That's so fun! Go to pawsandtails.org and pop into the clubhouse to upload.
I'm not leaving them behind. We fought together and lived together.
But for what purpose? To beat back the bandits?
Yes.
They are prepared to give their lives to this cause?
We all are.
Consider it done. You and your army will dispose of the bandits. You have no need of these friends.
I won't do it!
Then you will all die here, and the bandits will own Wild Mountain again. There will be no one to stop them. An opportunity like this occasionally requires a sacrifice. You need to leave your friends to the bandits, or the deal is off.
How big an army?
Thousands. Thousands of the most ferocious, battle-ready troops this mountain has ever seen. They will be unstoppable.
All right.
So, in order to be king, you give your friends as a sacrifice.
Why are you making this so hard?
The great ones all have been able to make difficult decisions. There will be others, to be sure. Are you ready for greatness? Are you ready to make the necessary sacrifices?
All right. I give them as a sacrifice.
Now, take off your armor.
My what? Why?
The bandits are coming. Do you want to die here bickering about your wardrobe?
All right.
I struggled to take off my leather vest. Once I got it off, I turned around. He'd stabbed me with a small stone knife right over my heart.
What was that? I'll kill you!
Calm down, you won't die. It's how you get marked, branded. Now, you are king of Shadow Valley.
You never told me I was gonna get stabbed!
You fool. When it comes to satisfying your pride, you're never told the cost.
I'm not going. I quit.
You are no longer in control. You cannot quit.
I'm the king,
And I quit.
You are the king, but you are not in control. Good night, mighty Goliath, King of Shadow Valley.
What's happening to me?
I passed out. I dreamt I was drowning and falling and moving too slow to run away. I think I had every nightmare there was. But then, things got worse.
How could things get worse than that?
I woke up in Shadow Valley. You need to know that folks here in town, a lot of them don't believe this part of my story.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Well, because it's pretty difficult to believe. They think I was sick and lived wild in the mountain, crazy from my wounds. I talked with your folks about this some time ago, and they're fine with me telling you. Here goes. I woke up in a huge, beautiful bed. There was soft music being played. I was in the bedroom of a king.
He's awake. Bring us some food!
He's awake! Bring some food!
Good morning, sire.
If you say so.
Yes, your injuries have been attended to. You should feel better soon. Might I say that it is an honor to have you here? The entire kingdom is beside itself with excitement.
Who exactly?
Forgive me, sire. I am Minister Squeen, your Minister of Finance. Consider me your most devoted servant, sire.
As she rattled on about her devotion to me, a young servant brought in a platter of food. I was starved. He saw my eyes light up, and he came right towards me with the platter. Just then, Minister Squeen was swinging her arms in a ridiculously dramatic wave.
My king, here we go.
Oh! I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
You stupid, clumsy thing!
Please!
Stop! Oh! I tried to get up and grab her by the throat, but the wound in my chest sent a shock of pain through me.
Stop!
I fell back in the bed, unable to get up.
Everyone out! Out, all of you!
Here, sire, drink this. It will help the pain.
Whatever it was that I drank, it knocked me right out. I must have slept for hours.
You got rid of her, Minister Squeen. You got rid of her for beating the servant, right?
I had every intention. When I woke up, my 6 ministers were waiting for me. They were all, each and every one of them, the most corrupt and wicked bunch that I'd ever come across. I wanted to get rid of them all, but then there wouldn't be anyone left. 2 of them, Squeen and Minister Vitten, gave me a tour of my kingdom. First stop was...
The celebration stone, sire.
What do you celebrate here?
The arrival of new subjects. Each day at sunset, when there is a new subject, we celebrate. But today we celebrate the arrival of our new and glorious king.
That was it? That was a celebration?
It is a celebration for us. And it is a message we send to our guide. We tell him when another has joined us.
Who's your guide?
He is the one who is preparing us for the coming swarm. He will tell us when we have sufficient numbers. Then he will lead us out to swarm over the mountain and make it ours.
Our little valley, you see, is a sort of holding tank until we're free.
You mean there's no way out of this valley?
I lament to tell you, there is not.
There has to be.
There is the labyrinth.
Well, yes, there is that, but...
Show me the labyrinth!
This way, sire.
As we rode,
I looked at the walls of the valley. They were straight up and sheer rock. There was no way anyone could climb out. They took me to the far side of the valley, and we stopped, looking at a path that disappeared behind a wall of stone.
This is the only way out of the valley, but it is certain death to those that go this way. Those who have gone in have never come back, and the sounds that echo through are certainly the sounds of...
monsters, sire.
It's really quite thrilling to hear. Perhaps we should send someone in so you can hear for yourself. You there. Go into the labyrinth.
What?
That won't be necessary.
No one makes it through alive. The legend is that you become forever lost, or food for the unspeakable beasts that live there.
So, how do we get out?
We can't, sire. Our hope is in the guide. We wait for the swarm.
He lied. He told me I could muster an army.
Well, you can do that, sire.
But we can't get out. If I ever get my hands on him... How high are the valley walls?
I don't know, sire. Thousands of feet?
What if we built a tower? A series of platforms that pyramid right up to the top of the valley?
I don't think anything like that has ever been tried, sire. There are those who have tried to climb out, but they have all fallen to the end of their climb.
I'll sketch something out. I've been lied to. Nothing makes sense here.
I wish I could tell you that it will get better. The last stop on our little tour, sire, is for you to visit Ava.
Who's Ava?
She has been here the longest. She's a little...
crazy as a loon.
Yes, she is crazy. But she is wise, too. She will fill in some of the blank spots for you.
That sounds like someone I need to talk to. Which way do we go?
Back to the palace, sire. She lives in the palace.
Palace? Did I meet her?
Oh, no, you wouldn't have met her. She is kept in the tower.
She's kept in the tower?
Sire, she's not entirely safe.
To order a copy of the Goliath Collection, Goliath, King of Shadow Valley, just log on to pawsandtails.org. Shadow Valley, Part 1, was written and directed by David Carl. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Jerry Swofford. Paws and Tales is an Insight for Living production.